Dr. Pinsky dictating email I am in. Ricardo, R-I-C-A-R-D-O, Collado, C-O-L-L-A-D-O. Ricardo Collado is a 61-year-old male who alleges he was injured at work on 12-1-22. Apparently he was loading a patient and heard a crack in his right shoulder. Apparently he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He did a further evaluation and treatment, including surgery, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the records supplied within his claim petition, he alleges he suffered injuries to the right arm and shoulder while moving and lifting a walker. Period. Medical records show he was seen at Inspira emergency room on 12-2-22, complaining of right shoulder pain. Brady reported at work the previous day he was moving a walker and felt it pull on his right shoulder and felt it stretch. Brady has not been able to move it since. Brady went to an urgent care earlier who told him to go to the emergency room, but he was not sure why. Brady did have x-rays but was not given their results. Period. He was examined and underwent x-rays of the shoulder. Period. He had a history of arthrotomies with synovectomy of an ankle. And dislocation peroneal tendon without fibular osteotomy, both on 8/6/15. Period. He was diagnosed with right shoulder pain and possible acromioclavicular joint separation. Period. He was then seen orthopedically by Dr. DiVenero beginning 12-14-22, period. He noted the petitioner's mechanism of injury and course of treatment to date, period. He was able to review the x-rays of the right shoulder, period. They were done in his office and showed no fractures or dislocations. The joint spaces were preserved with no calcific tendonitis. The soft tissues were unremarkable. Overall, this was a negative x-ray. He diagnosed pain of the right shoulder and strain with concern for a tear. He placed Mr. Collado in a sling and referred him for an MRI. He returned on 1-4-23, having undergone the MRI. Dr. DiVenero described there was a complete tear of the right supraspinatus tendon from its humeral insertion with 2.5 centimeters of proximal retraction. There was right infraspinatus and subcapularis tendinosis with small, shallow, partial thickness, articular surface tears along their insertions. He also had intra-articular right biceps long head tendinosis, period. He was given a diagnosis of traumatic complete tear of the right shoulder, for which they discussed treatment options. This included surgical intervention, which they elected to pursue. Surgery was done on 1-23-23. This involved surgical arthroscopy with acromioplasty, vasectomy, and subacromial decompression, semicolon, rotator cuff repair. The postoperative diagnoses were right shoulder pain, bursitis, and full thickness rotator cuff tear. The petitioner followed up with Dr. DiVenero postoperatively, period. He also participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. Dr. De Venera followed his progress through 5/17/23. Period. Scratch that. The record of 1/4/23 references treatment by Dr. Bundens for his left hand due to a work injury on 8/6/22. Brady was status post a left index finger percutaneous pinning and open reduction internal fixation performed on 8/15/22. Period. Actually, you can scratch all that because it's the wrong patient.